Less than 2 weeks after Britain's stunning decision to leave the European Union, the leader of the influential nationalist United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP, has announced his surprise resignation. The resignation of Nigel Farage comes at a turbulent time for the nation, still dealing with the fallout from the vote at home and abroad. In yet more unexpected news for British politics, outspoken nationalist politician and Leave campaigner Nigel Farage has revealed he is stepping down. Mr. Farage's UKIP was one of the leading voices in the campaign to exit the European Union, with it being one of the party's founding principles. The former commodities trader says he has achieved everything he wanted to, although he warns he will still make his presence felt.
My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for in that referendum 2 weeks ago. And that is why I now feel that I've done my bit, that I couldn't possibly achieve more than we managed to get in that referendum. And so I feel it's right that I should now stand aside as leader of UKIP. I will continue to support the party. I will support the new leader. I will watch the renegotiation process in Brussels like a hawk, and perhaps comment in the European Parliament from time to time.
Reactions to his departure have been mixed, with many fellow Conservatives and Eurosceptics hailing Mr. Farage's lasting impact on the country's political landscape. Others, such as the former leader of the opposition Labour Party, Ed Miliband, were less positive.
It was classic Farage, wasn't it? He says he wasn't not a career politician. He stood for Parliament or something 9 times. Look, I don't like the legacy that Nigel Farage leaves, because I think it's a legacy, as we saw in the referendum campaign, of stirring up division. I respect the decision that's been taken in this referendum, but I'm not sorry to see Nigel Farage leave the political scene.
Along with other leaders, Nigel Farage has come under intense scrutiny in the wake of the June 23rd vote. Following the referendum on the nation's membership of the European Union, Prime Minister David Cameron announced he was quitting. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn continues to dismiss calls for him to resign. The outcome has caused ripples across the European bloc, with fears other nations could follow in Britain's footsteps. At a meeting in Paris, European leaders have reassured Balkan states that Britain's decision to exit will not affect their talks over joining the EU. Countries such as Albania, Bosnia and Serbia are at varying stages of the process to become members, and many have expressed their disappointment at the UK's choice to leave. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says a strong and stable European Union benefits everyone.
It comes at a special time where it is very important for the European Union to reaffirm the willingness to proceed on the European integration of the Western Balkan countries, all of them. We are working on a daily basis with each and every one to make steps towards the European integration of the Western Balkans. This is extremely important for peace and stability, but also for security of the European citizens.